When it comes to farm interests,
region trumps party.
The guy making that pun is Iowa State University economist Chad Hart. And he's thinking about an agriculture department potentially led by a secretary from the South.
That's going to be a dramatic shift from what we've seen in the recent past when we basically had northern leadership guiding agriculture.
Three consecutive secretaries of agriculture came from the Midwest, where corn, soybeans, and wheat dominate. Now, some fear a greater focus on southern crops like cotton, peanuts, and rice. That could result in a smaller piece of the pie for the Corn Belt. And that's especially troubling because corn farmers are coming off their third year of lower income. It's got Central Iowa farmer Aaron Lehman's attention. He's backing his trailer into a barn to load hay. In addition to alfalfa, he grows oats and, like most Midwest farmers, corn and soybeans.
There's a lot of concern. Are we going to see a shift in concentration of efforts from one part of the country commodities to another part of the country's commodities?
Most changes to food and agriculture policy will likely be in the Farm Bill and the Renewable Fuels Law. First, let's look at the Farm Bill. It's massive legislation that contains everything from farm subsidies to food stamps. Lawmakers have until next year to craft a new one. And Lehman, the president of the Iowa Farmers Union, says politicians, farmers, and consumers need to be on the same page.
Unless we see our food policy as being important to everyone in the country, we're really not going to come out with strong farm policy in the end.
Farmers like Lehman will be tightening their belts to weather the current economy as they advocate for their Farm Bill priorities. Iowa State University's Bruce Babcock says if the process goes as it should, the House and Senate Agriculture Committees will work to give all regions the support they need.
Sometimes that's very hard to do and still try to maintain some kind of overall justification for those subsidies.
In what's shaping up to be a tight budgeting year, with an administration that's given precious little time to food and agriculture, those justifications may need to be even more rock solid than in the past.
It used to be King Corn in the under the Obama administration.
Babcock's not referring just to the Farm Bill, but mostly to the Renewable Fuel Standard. The RFS sets the amount of ethanol that must go into the country's gasoline, guaranteeing a certain size market for corn. Obama's Secretary of Agriculture, former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack, was an ardent supporter of ethanol. But Babcock says now the RFS might be a greater cause for farmer angst. It's not going away, he says, but it may not grow either.
If I was a crop farmer, I would be nervous about having a stagnant market for ethanol, at best a stagnant market, and then without much growth potential from this administration.
We would like to see renewable fuels grow again so that it can be that market demand that keeps up with production.
That's Monty Shaw, director of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association. In Trump's cabinet, oil-rich states are well represented, but Shaw feels confident the Trump administration won't do anything to, as he says, mess with the RFS. He says campaigning in Iowa taught Trump how important it is.
He learned very quickly that if you want American energy and American jobs and you're in rural America, that equals renewable fuels.
While farmers gear up to push for the programs they think will best support their businesses, most will tell you they plan to be out planting and harvesting year after year, no matter what Congress does. But if the economy lingers in the doldrums, there may soon be some farmers who just can't go on. And for them, any federal policy changes may be too late. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.